Hey guys, it's Psychology Babe, and today we're going to talk about withdrawals. We're going to talk about having withdrawals from relationships. I think sometimes people think, you know, when things are over, you know, you get angry at yourself because you're not over it yet, and you're missing the person, and you're having all of these thoughts, and you can't get the person out of your mind. But what you have to understand is when you love someone, sometimes love can become an addiction. It's just like, you know, food or drugs or alcohol. You become addicted to the person in a sense. And so you are going to go through withdrawals when it's over. And that's okay. I mean, I want you to be more forgiving of yourself. You know, something I learned too is that it's okay for me to have memories of someone. I mean, even if we're not together anymore, you know, sometimes, you know, you get so angry because you still care. You're like, I want to forget the person, especially if, you know, they hurt you for whatever reason or whatever the reason the relationship ended, you know, something, you know, not so good may have happened. And so you're angry with yourself because you're like, I don't want to have these feelings. Why do I still have these feelings? You know, they don't care. Why am I over here suffering? But you just have to understand that when you're real and when you truly love someone, you pour everything into that, your heart, your soul, everything. And so you are going to miss that person. You're going to miss the things that you did together. You're going to miss spending time with the person. You're going to miss talking to them every day. And that's okay. All I'm saying is just go easy on yourself. It really is a process, which is why people need to stay alone and heal, you know, but a lot of people don't want to do that. They want to just go jump and run into another relationship. And that's fine for the people that want to do that. You know, I'm not going to talk about that on this episode because this is specifically for, you know, I just want to talk about the fact that love can be an addiction. It's an attachment. You really get attached to the person. And I think in order to heal, you do have to understand that you are going to go through withdrawals. And what that means also, though, is forgiving yourself. You don't have to be angry at yourself. You don't have to say, how could I be so this and how could I be so that and how could I be so naive and how could I let them get away with this and that and all of these things? Because people are going to tell you, you know, oh, you should have known, you should have seen, you should have this, that, and you should have left earlier, sooner, all of these things. You know, everyone has an opinion, but you're the only person that was in it. And you know that from your side, you were being 100 with it. You know, you were being real. You really were trying to be a loving, kind person to this individual. You know what I mean? So you didn't operate from that. So when you don't operate from that, you see your side. You just see, you know, you see, and I know people are going to say, yeah, you see what you want to see. And I guess, you know, somewhat that is true. You're going to see what you want to see. And I don't mean to just be blind to certain things, you know, to everything. I mean, you know, of course you got to protect yourself, but at the same time, love is love. And truthfully, you know, if we could all control falling in love with people or feeling a certain way about people, I mean, you know what I'm saying? No one wants to go through pain and heartache. So, I mean, this is just something you can't control. Love just is. It's not something you can help, you know? And so, but it's okay to have these memories. I've learned that I can still have my good memories of a person because at one time it did make me happy. And I think you have to have grace for that. You have to understand that, okay, it's over. It may not have even ended in a good way. And I get that. And you were hurt and you were angry and everything. But once you heal, all I'm saying is it is okay to have those memories because at one time they did make you happy. It does not mean that you have to go back to the person or talk to them or have them in your life, any of that. But all I'm saying is you are allowed. You do not have to forget every single thing. And I know a lot of times people are like, oh, just forget them. Don't think about them, you know, block them, just get them out of your life, all of these things. And all of that is very valid if that's what you need to do. I'm not saying that at all. All I'm talking about are memories. You are allowed because the thing about it is the same way you can't erase bad memories, you can't erase good memories, and you shouldn't want to because at one time it made you very happy. So all I'm trying to say is don't beat up on yourself. And especially with Valentine's Day coming up, you know, everyone's in love. And so if you're a singleton, and there's nothing wrong with that, absolutely nothing, because you know that you're holding out for the real thing. You don't want to just be in something because you're lonely or, you know, just whatever, out of need. You really want to meet a person who is vibing at the same level you are. You know what I mean? And they're really ready for a relationship. And so, but a lot of people are just like, you know, they're angry with themselves. They can't forgive themselves. That's another step, a huge step that you really have to, when you're healing, going through the healing process, you really do have to forgive yourself. Because I'm going to tell you, you are going to be angry. You're just going to be like, why and how and why didn't I see it? I mean, you're just going to question yourself like you did something wrong. Isn't that funny that, you know, when we go through heartbreak and we go through all of these things, it's funny how it's always someone else who does these things to us. But like we take on that and we blame ourselves. You know, and I get people are going to say, well, you are somewhat at fault, because I do believe in taking responsibility. I do. But you don't have to take responsibility for something that you didn't do. You know, it's not fair to beat up on yourself and say, well, I should have seen and I should have known. And why didn't I this and why didn't I that? And why did I stay and why did I? Because, you know, that it's just human nature. You know, you want to see the good in people. And I get that. I get that sometimes that can be a huge mistake because, you know, people will continuously keep hurting you if you do that. But you can't help the type of person you are, because inside of us innately, we are good people. We are. You know, it's just people choose in life. You know, you have free will. You choose what kind of person you want to be. And so some people get off that path. You know, they just do and they go the other way. But you know that inside of you, there is something that tells you something's wrong when you're doing things to people. Even people who do the wrong things, they know. They just choose to ignore that. They choose to just push it down so that it's not in their ear. But let me tell you something. People always know when they're doing wrong. They always do, because it's inside of us. It was given to us. We know that. It does not matter. I don't care how much, because you know, in your mind, you question, how can they not see this? How can they not care? Trust me, they do know. Trust me, you know, I get it. It is hard because in your mind, you're just like, how can this person not see or not know how much they're hurting me? How can they not? Because you just don't want to believe that a person willingly. But see, this is the thing. Truthfully, it is a choice. Now, I get that we all make mistakes. But the one thing about me is I do not accept that. I don't like when people continuously keep saying, if you keep making a mistake, because at some point it becomes a pattern and it is your choice. You start making choices. You know, one time can be a mistake, but you're not going to continue to keep doing that, especially when you see the effects of what you did. If you did something one time and it truly hurt a person, would you continuously keep doing it? No, most people would not. Most people who are, you know, not ego driven, but for other people, the people who are going to push that voice down that says, you know, this is wrong, they're going to do it anyway because they want that immediate gratification. They want that immediate, you know, feeling of it's fun because I'm getting what I want. See, when you live in ego, it's just all about you and what you want, and you really don't care about other people. But at the end of the day, that's still a choice. Everything's a choice. You still know that it's wrong. See, because first of all, why would people hide things? People know things are wrong. Even when you question in your mind, how can this person, you know, how can they do this and how can they, everything that they're doing, if they are having to hide it from you, that is proof right there that they know that it's wrong. You know, people, I'm not doing anything and I'm just this and I'm that. And they come up with all of these excuses, but it's things that they're doing behind your back. You see what I'm saying? Because if they really felt like it was okay, wouldn't they tell you? I mean, if you're talking to a coworker and all of these things, or other women online and all of these things, or men, you know, you're not, that's something you're going to share, right? Because if you're not doing anything wrong, you have nothing to hide. You see what I'm saying? And if people ask you questions, you're not always getting mad and upset. And, you know, people do that. When people are lying or hiding things, you know, if you ask them questions, they get easily agitated and angry and upset. And you're sitting and you're like, why are you getting so upset? It's just a simple question. But see, the conscience, it gets to you. It eats at you. Even the people who continuously do things wrong, they know. So I don't want you to ever think. I mean, you can question it all you want. I mean, I'm saying in your mind, you're just like, how can this person not know? Just understand that they do know. They do know. And that was a lesson for me too. I mean, I've had to come to all of this. You know, I've gone through a spiritual awakening. It's taken time to learn and to be where I am. And honestly, you know, when you're going through it and you're in the throes of it, it is awful. It is horrible. I mean, I'm just going to tell you, I'll just say it's not easy, because you're going to have to face a lot of things. But not only are you going to have to face things about people in your life or that you've dealt with, but you're also going to have to deal with yourself. And that's the thing that a lot of people don't want to do. They don't want to look at themselves. And you have to do that so that you can be better for the next person that you get involved with. And there's nothing wrong with that. But the key of all of it is to really just, you know, stay alone. It's okay to heal and to really figure out what you want and to be a better person. person. You know, I love this meme that says, you know, everybody's looking for the right person, but no one is trying to be the right person. You know, it's one thing to say, I want this and I want that and I want this in a partner. But, you know, what kind of partner are you going to be? Are you going to be ready the next time that someone shows up in your life? Are you going to be ready to have a better relationship? You know what I mean? So you're going to go through withdrawals. You just are. And that's okay. But that's why you need to take that time. And you can't beat yourself up because you've been with this person sometimes years, you know, a long time. It's hard to go from talking to someone every single day to not talking to them at all. You see what I'm saying? That's very hard. And it's okay. You don't have to beat yourself up. But also you don't have to run out and just out of loneliness and neediness feel like, oh, I need to be with someone and everyone's got someone except for me. You know, you have yourself. You have yourself and you're becoming the best version of yourself. And so when you do meet someone, you're going to be ready and you know what you want. And more importantly, you know what you don't want. And so you won't let people treat you any kind of way. But I get it. You know, breakups are awful. They are hard and it sucks, you know, but at the same time, they can also teach you a lot about yourself if you're willing to learn the lesson. You know, that's what life is. You know, we know that it really is. It's a lesson. And a lot of people, they continuously go through the same cycles. You know, we know that because if you don't learn, you just continuously keep making the same choices, same mistakes. You're supposed to do something different. You're supposed to do something better. You're supposed to come out of situations a better person. And I think that's the thing that a lot of us don't learn. I mean, we eventually learn it because when you get so tired of coin on that merry-go-round over and over and over, you will get off. You will eventually get off because you literally get so tired and you're just like, I can't do this anymore. But you honestly just have to get to that point. You have to really be sick and tired of being sick and tired. Like, I just cannot do this anymore. I mean, it just gets to a point of like desperation of like, I have to get off this hamster wheel. I can't do it anymore. And so just understand that, you know, withdrawals are a part of the breakup process. You know, you're going to miss the person. You're going to want to call. You're going to want to text. You're going to want to reach out, you know, but if you can sit with that and you can just start to heal and journal and meditate and different things and just practice self-care, you'll get through it. And I know right now this is the love month. Valentine's Day is coming up. Everyone's in love. Couples are everywhere. Love is everywhere. And, you know, for people who are single, you know, it can be a rough time, but you're going to get through it. You really are, because I will tell you, it's still better to be alone and not having to deal with things that upset you or hurt you than to reach out to that person and then spend time with them. And then it goes right back to what it was. And that's one of the most important things that you need to think about when you are in a breakup situation or whatever, or separation from someone, because it is very tempting to want to reach out and to talk to them again. But you have to understand, how many times have you done that already? And then how what happens? You know, does it work out, or do you guys fight and then you break up again, or something happens again? And then you're back in that cycle again of having to start the heartbreak all over, because then ghosting happens and people running away and all of these things. So then you start waiting for phone calls and waiting for texts, and you're, you know, checking your phone every 5 minutes to see if they're going to call or text and all of these things. And you start driving yourself crazy, but you start that cycle all over again. So you need to think about, is it worth all of the progress that you've made? Whenever you want to reach out to someone who really has truly hurt you, and they really just, you can see that they're not ready to have the kind of relationship that you are. And that is sad sometimes. I get it, because you want the person to love you the way you love them. You want them to be ready the same way that you're ready. But people are on their own timeline and they're on their own journey. And that's helped me a lot with dealing with people in my life, no matter who it is, whether it's friends, relationships, whatever. It really does help when you start understanding that truthfully everyone is on their own journey, and you're not going to be sometimes in the same space as someone else. Maybe you're further along, or you could be further back. Maybe they're, you know, it could just vary. But the truth of the matter is, you know,
you're very lucky if you happen to meet someone and they are truly, and I'm not saying that it doesn't happen. It absolutely happens. I certainly hope that it happens. So, you know, it's going to happen. There are a lot of people who are in love. They are together and they are truly a team. And that is wonderful. And they met the person for them. But you want to make sure that you are just not settling and you're being upset because this person just can't act the way you want them to act. They just can't be the person you want them to be. You can see it inside of them and you know that they can. But see, some people just aren't ready. They're not. They actually have to keep going through a couple of cycles before they get it. And truthfully, I mean, you had to go through quite a few yourself. And sometimes the breakup that you just got out of was actually a cycle. You know, it was one that you kept going back to over and over and over. The difference is that you just decided, okay, that was the last time for me. I don't want to do it anymore. And that's truthful. I mean, you're looking at the other person. But then when you stop and look at your own life and say, well, maybe I'm realizing that I just got out of a cycle too with them. And I don't want to go back to that over and over and over. You see what I'm saying? So it's about examining your own life and not worrying so much about the other person, because the other person has to handle their life. They have to handle what they're going through, because some people just truthfully are not ready to deal with themselves, with their life, with what they do. They're not. They want to numb it by being promiscuous, by drinking, smoking, whatever it is that is going to take their mind off of the work that they need to do. But you guys know me, and I'm always going to say that you can't get away from doing the work. You can't. Because if you try to get away from doing the work, and when I say the work, I mean dealing with whatever childhood trauma or any other pain that is causing you to cause people pain in your adulthood. You need something is making you treat people in your life the way that you do. You see what I'm saying? It is. And people love to say the hurt people. And I get that. And honestly, it's a valid statement. But at the same time, it doesn't give you a right. You know, I have an episode entitled "Your Trauma is Not an Excuse." And it's not. Because truthfully, we've all had some form of trauma, or we've all been upset by something or hurt by something, but we get to choose how we're going to deal with that. We get to choose how we're going to react. Does that mean that we're going to treat other people badly? Are we going to hurt other people just because we've been hurt? There are a lot of people who have been traumatized or hurt or whatever, and they are good, kind, loving people, and they don't go out of their way to hurt other people. So you get to choose what kind of person you want to be. And a lot of people will use that as a crutch. I'm not saying everyone, but your trauma is not an excuse to hurt other people. It's just not. Because truthfully, those people, the people that you're hurting, are not the people that hurt you most of the time. I mean, usually, they're not the ones that hurt you. You take it out on innocent people who are truly just trying to love you. So what you're doing is giving power to these people that hurt you. And I know people say, well, you don't know what I've been through, and you don't know what somebody did, and you don't know. That's very, very true. But you're letting them win. And I know that it's not a game. It's not a contest. I don't mean in that sense. What I mean is you are letting them continuously affect your life. They've already hurt you, right? They've already caused this damage to you. And now you're allowing them to damage the rest of your life by causing you to hurt people who are only trying to love you. And I think that's the real crime. It really, truly is. People will continue for years to let people who hurt them just make them hurt other people, innocent people. It will cause them to just totally destroy good things in their life because they don't know how to receive love. They don't know how to accept genuine love and kindness from people. They think everyone's out to get them. They think everyone's going to hurt them. They think everyone's the same. No one cares about them. People are only trying to use them. People are only trying to whatever. And I get that people have to develop these defense mechanisms as they grow up. It's to protect themselves. And I get that. But at some point, you've got to say, I don't want to be this person. Like when you see that you're the type of person that is running around doing all of this damage. But I will say, I'll be honest with you. Sometimes people don't realize this stuff until they get older. And I'm talking much older. And that's the sad part of it. Because sometimes by the time they realize and they are really, I was talking to someone. I really was. And it was an older gentleman. And we were just having a conversation and talking about relationships and everything. And he was saying how when he was out doing all of the things that he did, he really didn't think about the hurt and the damage that he was doing to other people. See, a lot of times, because you're in the midst of it, you see what I'm saying? So when you're doing something wrong, like if you're cheating on people, whatever you're doing, you're in a relationship, marriage, and you're cheating on people, it's fun. And please don't take this wrong, because I'm not saying that it's right. This, I'm explaining why people, it's you're sneaking around, you're getting this high because you're doing something behind someone's back. It's the thrill of it, it's the fun, it's the not getting caught, and let's chase. And I mean, you know, we're doing something, it's clandestine, and you know, all these things. It's sneaky, it's fun, it gives people a high. And that's literally what he said. You know, he's like, when I was out doing it, I literally didn't think about other people, I didn't care. But the thing about it is, because he was married and he did cheat on his wife, and he eventually left his wife for this other person, and they had a small child. So he's full of all of this regret now, because he did try to go back and make it work. But see, by that time, she wasn't interested anymore. She didn't care. Now, the funny thing about it is, he told me that she did take him back. But it was really kind of, he said in his mind, he feels like to punish him. Like, he doesn't really feel like she wanted to make it work. It was just because she couldn't let it go. And there was some other things, you know, that he kind of found out. And he felt like it was just more to kind of hurt him, get him back. But see, he didn't understand how much he hurt her until he went back. And the fact that she couldn't get over it. And a lot of times, that's what I mean. When you're out doing all of the things that you want to do, you do not understand the damage that you are causing the person that you are leaving behind, the person that you are. You're thinking, I mean, I've even heard people say, I'm not hurting anyone. I've talked to couples, you talk to people, and you know, the person's online talking to other people and all of these things, and I'm not doing anything, and it's just online, and I don't understand why they're getting so upset. And it's like, how can you not understand that? How can you not get it? But see, to them, they just, you know, they allow those little, you know, the little thing that's sitting on their shoulder. They allow that in their ear to be like, oh, you're not doing anything wrong. And he even said that, you know, he's like, you know, the thing about it, when you are living in sin or doing something against, you know, because he was married, and he's just like, you know, when you're in all of that, you're in it, like you're engulfed in it, is what he was saying. And it's fun, and you don't think about the other person, and you don't even care. They don't even cross your mind. It's not until after. But the fact that he told me, you know, that he didn't realize the damage that he really did to the people in his life. And he really did a lot of damage to his wife. And I think that was one of the biggest regrets of his life. And it's really hard when you sit and you talk to people like that, because you can see the pain now. You see the pain that they have. And that's what a lot of people don't understand. They're out doing all of this stuff now, and they're having fun, and they think that it's just, you know, I don't care, and I'm having fun, and I'm doing me, and I'm just this and that. And, you know, that's all well and good. Do you without hurting others? That's my thing. I don't care what you do, as long as you're not hurting other people. Because I've said many times that if you want to be single, no one cares. You don't have to be with anyone. You can live your entire life single if you want to. But if you are in a relationship, marriage, whatever you are in, the thing to do is just to, if you feel like you can't be in it anymore, is to leave or whatever. But to stay with people and to lie to people, and to play games with people, and to destroy people, the trust that they have for people, they build these walls, and it's so hard for other people to tear down, because you've done so much damage. And then you're going to wait later in your life, you're going to get older and realize that you played all of these games with people, and now you have this real hurt, and you're trying to make amends. Then he was even talking, and he was like, to this day, he was like, because they have children together, and he's like, you know, they don't really talk. And I said, because she literally all these years, she couldn't get over it. And he's still like, well, you know, I just feel like after all this time, she should be. And I get what he's saying. And for her sake, I really wish she could, because in order to move on. But see, I also explained to him that you've got to understand that she has a right, though, to not want to deal with you. Like, I understand the relationship for the children, but their children now are grown, so it's not like a situation where they need to talk like that. So you can't say, oh, you know, because his son came to visit him. And so he was talking about how, you know, he didn't get, but they called her and he wasn't able to get on the phone to talk to her because she just really doesn't want to talk to him, really doesn't have anything to say. And I said, but you got to understand though, what you did, not only did you cheat, but you left her and you left her. He left her for someone that he worked with. And the thing is at the time, the child that they did have was like very small, like a young child. So that's damage. That's real, real damage to someone. Not only did you just cheat, but then you left, you know? So now you're upset he keeps saying, you know, I just don't understand why she can't be over it after all these years and why she can't. I know that people want people to get over things in their time. They want you to, you should be over it. You should get over it. You should this and you should that. And I am absolutely all for people healing and moving on. Please don't let someone destroy your life and just keep you stuck and keep you in a place where you are unforgiving. I absolutely don't mean that. You can forgive and move on. But see, the thing about it is he's got to understand that maybe she has forgiven you. She just doesn't want you in her life anymore. She saw the kind of person you were, regardless of whether you were her child's father or not. She saw what you were capable of doing. And he explained how they met when they were really, really young. So he was kind of like her first love too. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine all of the pain? And that's actually what I was telling him. I'm like, the more you keep talking about this story, I can see the damage that you've truly done and why it is so hard for her to talk to you and have a relationship with you. If you're sitting here telling me that you were her first love and she married you, and then you not only cheated on her, but you left her with a child. You know, that she's not going to ever look at you the same way. And so for her, it's like, I can forgive you, but it doesn't mean I want to talk to you. It doesn't mean that I want to have conversations with you. And again, I'm not advocating, because I know people say, well, you know, you're supposed to forgive and forget and all of these things. You can forgive people, again, but it does not mean that you have to have them in your life. You don't. That's just the fact. It's the truth. You know, because this is the thing. People have to understand, you know, when you show someone who you are, you cannot get angry at them for believing it, right? That's just the truth. If you show them who you are, you cannot get upset when they accept that and say, I've seen who you are and I don't want to have anything to do with that. I don't want you in my life. You know what I mean? So it just is what it is. And so that's why sometimes it's so hard for people. You're going to have these withdrawals. You don't think that this woman missed her husband? Having her husband home with her and her child, you up and you leave her for someone that you met at work. You know, I don't even understand. I don't get, but you know, this is the thing. It's not about judgment. It's truly, truly not. I just want people to understand that love is not a game. It is not something that you play with. It is not something that you take lightly. It is not something that you hold over someone's head. Because I feel like a lot of people, when they know that you love them, people weaponize that. They use that against you, which I think is one of the saddest things. I really do. You don't take the love that someone has for you. A lot of people truly do that. They know that you love them. They know that you want them. And they will use that to their advantage. And they will get over and they will do all of these things. But see, you're going to get to a point in your life where you have to look back over your life. You have to. You have to look at all of the things that you've done over the course of your life. And you want to be able to look at your life and be proud of it. You don't want to have lived a life where you went through life and you were just ego-driven. And it was just, forget everybody else and I don't care. And I just did what I wanted to do. And if people got hurt in the midst of all of that, then too bad for them. You know, that's up to them to pick up the pieces, because it's really not. You're going to have to live with that stuff. You don't get away from stuff. See, that's what people don't understand. You know, I don't care how much you suffocate it with stuff. I don't care how much drug, you know, I don't care how much you drink, how many drugs you use. I don't care how many people you sleep with. I don't care, because at some point you will have to be alone, and you're going to be alone with your thoughts. And someday you're going to have to look back over your life. You know, he's looking over his life now and he has all of these regrets. And the funny thing is then it didn't even work out with the lady that, because I was like, well, what happened to the lady that you left her for? So, of course, it didn't end up working out. But I will tell you the interesting thing about that was that he said the reason that it didn't work out, it wasn't even because she didn't want it. he said the guilt was so much. He said that once he left and moved in with her and they were trying to have a relationship, he felt so guilty about leaving home and leaving his child. But he didn't go back home. He eventually left her. It didn't work out, but he didn't go back home. But of course, maybe at the time she didn't want to take him back anyway. You know, his wife didn't. So he said he went to go live with his brother for a little bit. But that's the whole point of it. Like, it didn't even work out. And you caused all of this damage. So it's almost like, for what? But because he was so enthralled in it at the time that he was doing it. See, it was fun. You know, it's someone at work and you got this person at work and, you know, you're leaving and you're... People get wrapped up in all of that stuff is all I'm saying. The excitement of the fun of the high of lying and cheating and hiding and people not knowing what you're doing and all of these things. And people may take offense to that, but it's just the truth. I mean, it's just honesty. You know, we're going to be honest here. We're going to keep it 100% real. That's what it is. People like to do things that they think they're getting away with. They do. Nobody knows about it. Oh, it's fun. You know, that's why a lot of times people, when they're doing that, it is so much fun. But then when they actually get with the person, it's not really fun anymore. Because they're like, oh, now the excitement's kind of gone. I don't want to really do it anymore. And then they'll go cheat with someone else on that person because they want that excitement. They want to keep that going because now it's boring with you. Because we don't have to hide anymore. You see what I'm saying? So for the people, again, who are alone, you know, with Valentine's Day coming up, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You're going to find your person. They're out there and they will come at the right time. And if you have recently broken up with someone, don't feel like you have to, you know, you can't remember or celebrate the good times. I mean, like if something does come across your mind, it's okay to remember it. It's okay to give yourself that flexibility because trust me, I've been there myself. And over the course of my life, and you feel like, I don't want to remember anything good about this person. You know, they were a jerk, they were horrible, whatever happened, blah, blah, blah. And you don't want to remember, but you're allowed to do that because it is a part of healing. You know, regardless of what, there were good times, and that's okay. You can put that to the side. I mean, you can continue to heal, you know what I mean? But it doesn't have to be with any just always malice. And thinking of all the bad stuff that happened during the relationship, that's all I'm saying. So you're going to go through some withdrawals. You're going to miss the person. Of course you are. That's absolutely understandable. And you're going to be tempted again to reach out, to want to talk, to, you know, I don't want to be alone. You know, those are the thoughts that are going to be going through your mind. I don't want to be alone. People are going to be out. Everybody's going to be in love. You're going to see all the couples. You're going to see... And you know what? It's okay. Wish them well and just say, you know, one day I'm going to have that as well. One day that is going to come into my life, but it's going to be the right thing. It's not going to be because I'm just running out and I'm trying to just hide, cover up my feelings because you're lonely. You know what I mean? And so it's okay. It's okay to think of everything that happened in a relationship. And sometimes that's exactly what you have to do. You have to think about the good, the bad, the ugly, all of it. Because that's the time to sit down and say, really analyze the relationship. And look at it honestly, though. Look at what, you know, look at yourself, too. Don't just look at the other person. You know, sometimes we'll just continuously keep harping on the other person and everything that they did wrong and this and that. And rightfully, maybe they did. I'm not saying that they didn't. But also look at yourself and just take ownership of anything that you know you could be better at. Because we all can. Life is a constant process of learning, and that's okay. You know, I never want to be the type of person that stops learning. There's so much to learn, so much to know, and I am open to that. You know, don't be closed-minded and don't just say, oh, I'm perfect and I didn't do anything in the relationship and wrong, you know, and I didn't do this and I, you know, it takes two people. So just understand that those withdrawal symptoms will come, and that is okay. And you will find love, or love will find you. And if you're open to it, it will be amazing. You know what I mean? Sometimes you can't see it because you've been through such a horrible relationship something has just really caused you and you're like, no, I don't even want to get involved again. And I know a lot of people are going through that right now. There are a lot of people who have chosen to be alone. And please hear me when I say that they've chosen to be alone, which takes considerable strength. People think just because someone's single, oh, they can't get a person. People can get, there's nearly 8 billion people in this world. You can get someone. It doesn't matter if it's a guy, girl, whoever. You can get someone. A lot of people have chosen to be single because they are doing the work and they want to make sure that the next time they get into a relationship, it is something real and you won't look past those red flags and you won't look past the things that people say. And, you know, people say they're joking and they're making you feel bad or they're, you know, you will pay attention to the small things. You know what I mean? And that's okay. So if it takes some alone time to do that, I say that's amazing. I think that that's great because I think you should take that time to really understand and get to know yourself. The problem with a lot of people is they won't do that. They can't do that. Some people just really can't be alone. They can't. It is very hard for a lot of people to be alone. They don't like to be alone. That's why they just jump relationship. As soon as they break up with someone, they're already in a relationship with someone else. And truthfully, I mean, whether it works or not, I'm not wishing anything on anyone. If it works for you, great. But the truth of the matter is, I don't care how many people you jump in a relationship with. If you don't fix what's going on inside of yourself, like truthfully what's going on with you, that's not going to work either. See, a lot of times too, it's the newness of something. People love to, you know, when they're in a relationship with someone, and especially if you've been in it for years, people love to go talk to other people about all of the problems that are in that relationship. And oh, it's this and it's that, and this person doesn't do this anymore and blah, blah, blah. So they're talking to all these new people and all the new people are saying all the right things and how they could be so much better and how they'll make you so much happier and how they'll this and they're that. And you know, you fall into this trap of thinking, oh, I want to go over here because my life is going to be so much better. But the truth of the matter is, I don't care. It's not going to, because you're going to get with that person and the newness of it is going to be great until you've been in it with them for a while. And then those same problems are going to occur. You know why? Because you haven't worked on anything. You haven't taken care of anything. All you want, and truthfully, that's why some people do continuously jump from relationship. They want the newness of it. It's a new person. And oh, now I'm so in love with this person. I used to be so in love with this person, but now I'm so in love with this person. And you're not. It's you're feeding your ego and you're feeding this need to be, you know, validated by other people and attention. And this person shows me, does this and does that. But relationships are work. They're work. Because otherwise, it's just a companion. You know, a relationship is real, real work. And I don't mean that in a negative sense. See, I think that's the connotation that it's got. People feel like relationships are just, you know, it's work and it's hard and it's this and it's that. Just like people say marriage. Marriage is a beautiful thing. I'm never going to not marriage. If you're married to the right person, it is a wonderful partnership. But people have just let other people get into their head. Oh, you're going to be tied down. It's your ball and chain. It's this. We have all of these negative connotations when we talk about marriage and being with another person. Oh, you're going to be tied down and you're going to be chained and you're not going to be able to do all of this and you're not going to be able to do this and do that. You can do whatever you want to do as long as you're respectful and honest with your person. As long as you're not out. And that's what I don't get. And people say, oh, well, people are so jealous and they're this and they're that. People aren't. If people are willing to give you a shot until you show them that they don't need to trust you. You know what I mean? Like if you're going to go out and do things to break a person's trust, then don't wonder why they don't trust you. You see what I'm saying? You can't do that. You can't have it both ways. But if you're the type of person who's honest and you're cool, no one cares if you go out. I used to talk to this couple and the guy would always, you know, he would go out with his friends and everything. But there was this one particular friend. And whenever they were out, though, it was the cheating. They were hooking each other up with girls. You know, the guy knew that he was in a relationship with someone. They hooking up with girls. So his girlfriend didn't like the guy and didn't want him to hang out. And it's just, I don't know why you don't want me to hang out with him. And I don't know why you're jealous. Because she knows what you're going to do when you're around these people. And true enough, people are their own person. You know, I'm not saying someone can make you do anything, but people can influence you. So why would she want you hanging out with that person? But if you're hanging out with other men who are in committed relationships and they just want to hang out and we're just all getting together and we're hanging out and we're talking and we're doing, she's not going to care. You have to understand, if you want to be trusted, then be a person who's trustworthy. You cannot ask someone to trust you when you have continuously broken their trust, or you've broken it before. No, they're not going to want you to hang out with someone who they know that you've cheated with, you know, with other girls. Who would? But people will gaslight people and try to make people feel bad and say, oh, you don't want me to hang out with my friends. I can't do anything. I can't go anywhere. You can go wherever you want to. You're not someone's prisoner. But you got to have trust, you got to have honesty, and you have to have respect. And if you have none of that, then you have no business being in a relationship. And that's just period, point blank. That's the truth. That's it. I mean, people come up with all of these things, and it's all so ridiculous. It's very simple. I told you, I believe in that. Everything is simple. Nothing has to be as hard and as complicated as people make it. It could all be so simple. Isn't that what Miss Hill said, Lauren Hill? It could all be so simple, but you'd rather make it hard. And that is so true. It's so true. That's the truest statement about love. People make it hard. It doesn't have to be that way. And so, again, if you are coming out of something and you are having withdrawal symptoms, just know that that is better than being with someone who is not showing you the respect that you deserve, who is treating you like an option. You are not their priority. They don't care. They talk to you whenever they feel like it. They think you're always going to be on a little shelf waiting for them to come back or whatever. This is the thing. Think about that before you want to reach out and touch, before you want to call or text or whatever. Just think about all of the work that you've done, all of the work that you've put into healing and getting better. And you don't want to screw that up just for you to be with this person. You know, because anytime it's a certain holiday or whatever you want to call these things, you know, whenever it's a certain time of year, you know, you always get nostalgic for things that, you know, you used to have, or things that used to be in your life, or people or whatever, and you start thinking about them and you're like, oh, I miss them and I wonder what they're doing and I should just reach out and we could just be together. You know, we could just be together for that day and we'll just see how it goes and all of these things. And sometimes you can just set yourself back so far though, so far. So just make sure before you do any of that, that understand that it's okay. You are going to have those feelings, but they'll go away. I mean, it's just the process. It's just like with going through alcohol, you know, withdrawals or addiction or anything, you know, it's rough. It's really rough in the beginning. It's rough because it's a process. You got to detox. You got to get all of that stuff out of your system, but you'll get through it. You know, I'm just saying, don't give in, because this is a season of love right now. I understand it. You know, that's what we're here for, to love. Everyone wants to be loved, but you got to understand that you need to, and you should be loved in the right way. And so I hope that you hold out for that. Have a good one.